The rising incidence of youth homelessness can stay hidden in a rural state like Maine. Yet just 2 years ago, more than 2,500 public school students in the state were reported as homeless or displaced, a significant increase from the numbers seen just 2 years prior. This morning, Maine Public Radio begins a week-long series, Finding a Way, that will report on the students who are being affected and the schools and organizations trying to help them, even as resources grow more scarce. Robbie Feinberg is our lead reporter on the series, and he joins me now. Robbie, good morning.
Good morning.
So why is this such an important issue?
Yeah, sure thing, Erwin. So I'll start. This project, it really began when there was some discussion a few months ago around funding for education for homeless students in the state. And, you know, as I dug into that, I started to look at the numbers, and I saw that Maine was seeing this big growth in the number of students who were homeless or displaced, you know, something like 30% more over the past few years. So we're clearly seeing this trend of more young people who need more supports and just basic needs like food or housing. Yet because Maine is so rural, a lot of these needs are, you know, really hidden and people don't know much about what's going on. And at the same time, resources are really scarce. So our goal was to, you know, really look at why this is happening and what are some of the biggest issues that these kids and the state are facing.
So what are some of the stories that we'll hear about?
Yeah, so part of this is we're just going to hear some of these student stories, which I don't think you really often hear. Many of these youths are obviously facing significant issues. You've got, you know, domestic violence, substance abuse in the family, foster care, you know, parents who've passed away. And all of that stuff obviously has a big effect on what these kids are even going to be able to learn in school, which we'll hear about. But what's amazing when talking with many of these youth is how many are really motivated to finish school and keep going. It's just that when, you know, you're facing a million barriers, it can be close to impossible to overcome.
As a state, how is Maine doing? Are these kids getting what they need?
Yeah, so that's a major takeaway across a lot of these stories. You know, a lot of the groups on the front lines here, you know, you've got case managers and shelters and schools. You know, these are all these people who are trying really hard to find and serve a lot of these youth and support them. And in a lot of cases, they are getting them the help that they need. But over the past decade, we've seen some of these services, you know, really get consolidated, where some youth shelters and programs have actually shut down for financial reasons, which is making it more difficult for some youth to access them. So we'll be reporting on how this affects students, with a particular focus on rural Maine, which, you know, just has a lot more challenges in general, like transportation and fewer services. And then you've also got schools, which play a big role in identifying these students and, you know, making sure they get an education. You know, right now there's a real variety and mix of what schools are doing if you just go district by district. So there are some places that are doing a lot for kids and have staff members whose jobs are largely dedicated to, you know, just helping these youth and getting them into a safe environment. But then you've got other places that just really haven't put much of an emphasis on this work in the past and are only starting to do more over the past few years. And then you've got funding, where a lot of districts are investing in resources, like things like social workers, and are paying more for transportation to support these kids and just making sure they're getting to school and staying connected. But those in the field say they're obviously going to provide these services to help students, but it can also stretch resources really, really thin. So even though these schools and social service agencies are trying to do what they can, they often just don't have the bandwidth to do more like they might want to do, particularly in some rural areas.
Are there any solutions we see at this point?
Yeah. So even with these limits, there is some really exciting work going on. So there's some potential for some programs for youth in these more rural areas to find temporary housing within their own communities, which advocates say is a big challenge. And then I also visited a program in southern Maine with a lot of students who've gone through a fair amount of trauma, including many who've gone through homelessness. And through some really exciting practices that we're going to tell you about, these kids are actually going to school and graduating, which is really exciting to see.
The series is called Finding a Way. You'll be hearing it all this week. Robbie, we're looking forward to it. Thanks.
Thank you.
A reminder, our reporting on issues affecting teenagers and young adults in Maine is made possible with support from the John T. Gorman Foundation.